It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You stump him! Do you play all? I mean, do you actually play all these, or?
Well, I play them and I cherish them. Mm-hmm. This is the top of the heap right here. There's no question about it. Look at the flame on that one.
Yes.
Look, I mean, it's quite unbelievable. This one is just, it's perfect. 1959, you know, it just, you can, listen.
How much is this?
Just listen for a minute. Sustain, listen to it.
I'm not hearing anything.
You would, though, if it were playing, because it really, it's famous for its sustain. I mean, you can just hold it.
Well, I mean, so you'd have to pull.
You can go and have a bite. No, you'd still be hearing that one.
Yeah.
Can you hold it a sec?
Be sure.
This one. Still got the old tagger on it, so you've never even played it. See?
You just bought it.
Don't touch it.
I wasn't going to touch it.
No, don't touch it.
I was just pointing at it.
Well, don't point even.
Don't even point.
No, it can't be played. Never. I mean,
can I look at it?
No, no. You've seen enough of that one. This is a top to you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board.
Oh.
11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
these
and then
amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you're going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
From the beehive of activity, known as WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia.
That's us.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Thursday, August 14. 14?
Right.
34?
No, just 14.
I've had me a morning.
Already.
August 14, 20-odd-8. This is the big show. Here are our phone numbers. I know those because they're staring right at me in big letters or big numbers. Jesus Christ. 877-365-3636. You can send an AOL instant message at MikeOWJFK and email us at O'MaraWJFKFM.com. The music went away.
It did.
Or go online to MikeOMaraShow.com and download our podcast, get instant feedback, our photos, and also the buzz. We got Buzz Burbank over here.
Hi, how are you?
Got Rob Spiewak over there.
All hail.
And you know what's fun?
What?
What's fun at this radio stage is when you just try to tweak. I wouldn't say that any one of us in this room would be really considered all that demanding, right?
No, we're not. I don't think so.
Well, we're just starting to think on the show. There are a few things that we said we were going to do at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Been here about 4 months or so, and we just want to tweak.
Small things, really.
Yeah, they're small. They're small.
Yeah.
But
really.
I'm realizing just how difficult it is here to tweak.
Trying to put Raj.
Tweaking is not easy here. Would you agree?
No. They would prefer a major overhaul than to a tweaking.
Tweaking is not easy. But I'll let you know. I'll let you know because I've just begun to tweak. And when I say tweak, I'm talking about studio logistics, different little things because, you know, we were thrown in here back in April and
physically, roughly.
And everything was kind of laid down. And now we kind of have a feel for exactly what it is we want to do and where things should be and all that. And so we're making that happen. And it is one element of this job that I absolutely despise.
I
don't like
that.
It. I don't like having to talk about it.
Sure.
I'd like to avoid it altogether. I would like a lot of people, I would imagine, want to move into a house and they want to have everything where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I mean the pantry stocked, the stuff where it is, the towels where they're supposed to be, the sofa, and just give yourself a little bewitched wiggle of your nose and everything's done.
That'd be nice.
Not going
to
happen.
Did
that
you have
way.
A moment today to speak with the Minister of Tweaking?
I did, and I think it'll be fine.
That's great.
Fine? But I have no
it's fine.
I have no certainty
no
whether it'll be fine,
no.
And you know, we'll see. We'll see, because I don't speak with the Minister of Tweaking.
We were assured when we moved in that everything would be fine.
Well, I spoke with the Minister of Tweaking, and we'll see what happens.
But the important thing is you're working behind the scenes to make these things happen, to get the sofa where it needs to be.
To give you, the listener, a better product.
That's right.
That's what we are trying to do every single day of our lives.
That's all it's about.
To improve, to continue to move ever forward, to make life better, to make life more exciting.
Since the Minister of Tweak answers directly to Lord Tweakington.
Lord Tweakington, I don't want to involve.
No, not if
you everybody
to.
Wants
don't
to,
understand
well,
that.
Well, here's the problem. Everyone wants to involve Lord Tweakington.
Well,
you know why? You tell me why.
Well, I was going to guess fear. Just quivering fear.
I think that involving Lord I think that involving Lord Tweakington with things that Lord Tweakington doesn't really need to be involved
or
in.
Or want to be involved
or
in.
Or really want to be involved in is not necessary. Yeah. However, I think invoking the name of Lord Tweakington.
That thing's done.
No.
No?
It does the opposite.
Really?
If
Close
you
them down?
Tell me you want to speak to Lord Tweakington about it, then that is just another delay.
I see. That means you don't have to do anything until you've heard from Lord Tweak.
For example,
gotcha.
If you are the Minister of Tweak, I come to you and I say, can we tweak this? He said, instead of saying, no problem, it'll be done, the Minister of Tweak says, I have to speak. Let me speak to Lord Tweakington.
I see. There's another layer.
And immediately I know it's in that pipeline and, on a matter that I don't believe needs Lord Tweakington.
And with
or a pipeline.
With an eye on the common good, perhaps better not to distract Lord Tweakington from the bigger picture.
And this is why I need to speak to you, Rob Spiewak.
And I'm right here.
Because the Minister of Tweak, who I believe is a sincere, decent human being, I truly do.
No question.
Absolutely.
Who we like, we truly. And
here.
Lord Tweakington is the boss, and that's the way it's going to go.
Right.
I believe we need to speak to Robin Hood.
Really?
I think, yes, because I think for what I want,
yes,
right?
Right.
Over there
sure.
to up there, you know what I mean? I think we need to...
Is that Robin Hood with two B's?
I'm speaking to Robin
Hood.
I'm speaking to Robin of McLean right now.
I see.
I was hoping...
Robin of McLean.
I was hoping to speak to Little Joe about that.
Ah, okay.
Or Little John, forgive me.
Little Joe is fine.
Don't you think?
Friar Joe.
Friar Joe.
Right. Because we don't require a lot.
No.
No.
But what we do require...
And what we do require, I believe, belongs to us in the first place.
Exactly.
That's right.
How can you lose something that you never had?
So my feeling is if we are recovering things that we need...
Right.
And incidentally, if you're listening at home and not understanding, good. That's the way this
is
designed to go.
That is
the way this discussion is designed to go. Robin of McLean.
Yes.
You will speak to Little Joe.
Yes.
And see if we can arrange to gather back things that belong to us anyway. You see me nervously scratching my bicep
don't scratch.
Here.
I thought it itched.
You think, Robin of McLean, that we can make that happen?
I think that perhaps Friar Joe would enjoy it.
The difficulty that I understand will be gaining access to the castle. Would that be correct?
Yeah, but who knows?
Do you have a Joe bar?
Ah, that's important. Let me see if... this is extraordinarily
Perhaps
dangerous.
Jeff Scarlett will help us.
Let's bring in Little Joe. Can you come to the studio, please? Because Little Joe
Friar
might not.
Joe.
Little Joe, I'm going to also write notes down so that Little Joe can catch up to what we're talking
about.
See.
Just in case he
Robin
missed.
Of McLean knows, and I believe
right
it's
in big block letters.
Buzz of Oxley. He knows that as well. But Little Joe might not. Little Joe, you understand we're speaking in code right now.
Yes, I do.
And because, you know, the Minister of Tweak, while well-intentioned, has indicated he wishes to confer with Lord Tweakington before we get moving on this. I was very curious, Little Joe, if you could aid Robin of McLean to go to the castle and perhaps gain access to the castle so that we could regain what do we believe is rightly ours.
I understand.
Yes. That's very good.
Both of
right
them.
On?
Yeah. I got to have access to the castle.
Right. That's what I was to now see. Robin of McLean was saying that you would be the one that would gain access to the castle. So now I ask once again, because I know this is not easy, Robin of McLean.
Very true.
To gain access to the castle.
Well, I will put it on my list of things to do for next week, perhaps Tuesday. I can get up there Tuesday morning.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Little Joe.
Little Joe.
And in the meantime, you'll see about getting him access to the castle.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Can we do this?
I don't see why not.
See, I must tell you that Robin of McLean is looking very, very quizzical right now. Pensive would be the word.
What I want to know is if the Minister of Tweak has the ability to grant us access, or we have to speak to some intermediary who might have Christmas lights on his car. And I think that might be the case.
The real Friar Tuck.
You mean the Dark Knight?
Yes, very dark.
Wait, there'd be another name for him. The Sheriff of Nottingham.
That's perfect.
That is
perfect.
Yes. No, I'm sorry. The Sheriff of Ham.
That's it.
For sure.
We're going to get him very big. No, we're not. We're not going to get in trouble at all.
Why would we?
Brandon, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. You, my friend, are the very first caller of the day, and boy, does that thrill me.
Hey, it thrills me too, man.
That's
already feeling the BOYB Friday.
Oh, well, you certainly are if you call it BOYB, because it's BYOB, sir.
What are you drinking?
Bring on your bourbon.
Since you brought it up, Brendan, let me tell you, Brendan, that tomorrow, not only are we going to have the Buzz Babes back after the fabulous debut out at Bungalow Billiards, they will all be here in the studio. We will have a dwarf. Not dwarves. Mm-hmm. A dwarf, because as I predicted, Scott the Dwarf would not want the other dwarves around him.
Although we're open to other dwarves.
You know what? That's a good idea. As a matter of fact, all little people, if you happen to be a little person, a dwarf, you are more than welcome to stop by. It's BYOB Dwarf Friday.
May I offer this? Anyone
yes.
under
yes,
four?
Yes, offer this. Yes, counselor.
Anyone under 4 feet or over 7 feet?
No, it's not. No.
Can we
see you immediately turn this into a carnival? I don't look at little people the same way you do.
That's what I try to do every day.
I do not look at little people the same way you do, Rob.
Can we have a tall person Friday someday?
I think we should.
Yeah, we'll have it. Yeah, we'll have it. You have to be over 7 feet.
I'd love that.
Or 6'5".
Oh, that 6'5" is nothing. It'd have to be at least 6'8".
6'8"? Do you think we can get a bunch of 6'8"ers?
I got someone who's 6'7" in my family.
I guarantee you little people are funnier than people over 6'8". That's just my opinion.
I agree.
Brendan, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to just give out. I used to be into hydroponic farming, and I have recently created a strain that I have so lovingly named Mr. Buzz Burbank's favorite strain.
You got to be thrilled.
Wow, that's I am.
You a pothead, Brendan?
Not so much. I consider myself a connoisseur of fine organic materials.
Thanks so much.
Just a simple farmer, Mike.
What's the name of it? Do you have the name of the strain?
Yes, it's called Buzz Baker.
Buzz Baker.
Buzz Baker.
Buzz's Baker.
And what is it? Is it a tomato?
No.
Some sort of elaborate cucumber?
You don't bake tomatoes.
70% sativa, 30% indica, with just the most amazing trichomes you will ever see.
Buzz, I don't know what he's talking about, but I guess it's some sort of basil.
That means good. Yes, very delicious basil.
Well, congratulations, Brandon.
For your salads.
Brandon, thank you. Matt from Manassas, you're on the big show. How are you, Matt?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to make you guys aware there is an event coming through Manassas tomorrow morning around the Lake Jackson area. It's called Run for the Fallen, and a group of people have gotten together, about 15 people, have started running from California to the Pentagon. They run across the country. They're running a mile for every fallen soldier. And they're going to be through Manassas tomorrow. A girl who used to live in Manassas was the reason that this thing was started. Was her fiancé was killed in action. His name is Sergeant Michael Cleary.
And are people able to come out and watch the run, watch the people run through town, or how does it work, Matt?
Well, absolutely. They're going to be coming over the Lake Jackson Bridge, that kind of area, roughly between the hours of like 8 and 9. They're leaving Quantico at 6:30.
Is there a website where people could get some information?
Absolutely. It's runforthefallen.org.
Okay. All right, great.
And just want to give you guys a heads up. I think it's a really cool thing, and it's good for the soldiers and everything.
Runforthefallen.org, and the way people can participate, you say, is to go out and just kind of clap people along as they're running through?
Well, yeah, actually, if you want to, they can run. You guys can run as well. It gives the runners a break, because they've been running for so long.
No, you don't understand, Matt. I cannot run.
Neither can I.
But we'll check. Runforthefallen.org. We'll definitely check it out, okay?
Sure. Absolutely, man. Love the show, dude. Take care, man.
Thank you very much for calling in, and always nice to do that.
Mike, I'm afraid if we were to do that, they would have to call it Falling for the Fallen.
That would be you and I.
That we can do.
If we had to do that. I have found, ladies and gentlemen, the worst sport word of all time.
You've been teasing me with this, and I must know.
Well, I really enjoyed 2 nights ago. I'll be honest with you. I really enjoyed watching the Olympics. I actually enjoyed the swimming, and I loved joking about Michael Phelps. And we're going to talk about his diet.
Yes, we are.
Which blew me away. I mean, you've got his diet in there.
I do.
Everybody's talking about
that's
his diet.
The same thing.
Rob's got his diet. Mike's got his diet. Buzz has got his diet. I won't mention it until Buzz has it.
Just like what they put me on at Physicians Weight Loss Centers.
If you
is what Michael Phelps is on.
Is this going to be in your first one or your second one or your third one?
I had it a little later in the day. But okay. We can move it. I can be flexible.
Yeah, move it up to the first one, okay? So we can talk about it a little bit. Because it's really, it's top of mind for me. I want to discuss this.
Yeah, it is.
You got
it
the whole
is.
Thing, right?
Yes, I do.
Buzz will have Michael Phelps died. It was in the Washington Post today, so it's no big surprise for people around Washington if you read the paper this morning.
Right.
But it blew me out of the water. I enjoyed the swimming. I enjoyed the gymnastics team competition the other night. Really was kind of riveted because those are the premier sports. Last night, I swear to God, was the most frustrating television night, and the Olympics just compounded that. It was horrible. And I am here to say I have my least favorite sport in the world.
Enough already. What is it?
Men's synchronized swimming.
Really?
Are they still doing
that? I mean, diving.
Diving.
And
it sucks. What is it you hate? I haven't watched it. What is it you hate about
it? It's just blah.
Blah.
I'd rather watch individuals dive. You know, when they got, you know, first of all, it's synchronized. So you have two of these people
diving
that look like seriously that they're probably going to enjoy like a nice latte after it's all done.
Perhaps
all
they're right.
I have nothing wrong with that at
are
all.
Are they fae?
But perhaps
swishy?
Not that that has anything
no.
to do with it.
No, not
but
at all.
It just was dull. Yeah. It was dull, and I'll tell you why it's dull.
And yet you were locked in.
No, I watched a little bit of it, but
at
I just
the water cube.
You know, I watched a little, watched some of that beach volleyball.
Now that's always nice.
That was.
Isn't it?
My favorite.
Yes, enjoyed that. We got quite a team.
Boobies.
It was a lot. Hey, how about Brazil? You know, even though they don't win those medals.
Oh. Cool. Boobs. Right. Awesome.
Brazil.
Oh, and I'm probably mentioning the wrong body part there, too, because it's really not boobs when you're talking about beach volleyball.
Well, you know, the parts make up the whole.
It was really just, I don't know why. I can't put a finger exactly on why I hated it so much, but what it has to be
jealousy,
is,
Mike.
Yes, total, complete, total jealousy.
Desire, loneliness.
I want to be on that springboard,
May I be
Rob.
Your partner for synchronized
I wanted
diving?
To be.
can I photograph it?
That would be special.
Wouldn't it?
Well, that's our third springboard that we've gone through.
Now, maybe somebody can help me out with this. Marsha observed some sport, or so she claims, that involves dribbling, and it involves nets at each end of the court that are like hockey nets. Only they dribble, and according to my wife, the thing they dribble, maybe she's drinking, according to her, the thing they dribble is triangular in shape. Does anybody have any idea?
I think she's
into hydroponics.
Marsha got into the hydroponics.
I questioned her, a triangular
device.
This is what she said. I couldn't inquire any further.
Easy to dribble something that's triangular.
Well, this is what I was thinking.
First train with a football, then move on.
Does she have any more information?
No, that's the most I could get, and likewise was the most I wanted to get out of her on that subject.
I'd love to know more.
It's got nets.
Nets at each end, like hockey.
It's got a triangular device that they dribble.
They dribble and they pass and it's triangular shape. According to her,
how's the vertical hold on your television?
Perhaps it needs adjustment.
I'm trying to think of sports with nets. You've got lacrosse.
I know.
Well, no, because that has a ball, right?
Yeah, but lacrosse has what would you know? If you took a real look at a lacrosse stick, the net at the end would be.
Yeah,
appear triangular. To be triangular, but it's
dribble.
A ball.
They don't dribble.
Is lacrosse even an Olympic sport? I have no idea.
I don't know. It's French for the cross.
I hated the synchronized diving. You know why I hated it? Because at least with individual diving, you're looking at one person trying to be perfect. But when you're looking at the synchronized diving, they're trying to match each other, and you're trying to zero in on where the faults are. Mm-hmm. And they... Most of them suck.
Yeah.
I even like at the top level. It's like, yeah, okay, his foot went in at this angle. Well, yeah.
You're doing
something you shouldn't try to do anyway.
Do you remember an ancient Saturday Night Live bit with Harry Shearer and Martin Short where they were men synchronized swimmers?
No.
And their coach was Christopher Guest.
Didn't they have caps?
I just remember him saying, hey, you. I know you. And it was before they really wanted men. And there's no men synchronized swimming, right?
Oh, a lot of people are calling about this now. Yeah, maybe the triangle, maybe diving. Let's go to Brian in Rockville. Brian, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, yeah, I was watching that diving last night. I think there's a lot of dropped soap going on in the shower.
Okay, thank you, Brian. We appreciate it.
What does he mean by that?
I don't know.
Something about hygiene.
Confused me. John in Vermont, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi.
Hey, it's Burlingame, California, but that's all right. But
no,
yeah,
that's right. That's Joe's having a Thursday.
Pretty much like the last caller said. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it.
No. Right. And that's really... God, I hate to sound homophobic because we are a gay-friendly show.
Yes, we are.
And I believe in all lifestyles. Yes. I truly do. That right. It's live and let live. But, you know, as maybe as a hetero guy, that I just I was really... They're a little too naked for me.
You're saying this event should really be on Logo or Bravo.
They're just a little too naked right. for me.
That's do they wear the onesie bathing suits
no.
like the swimmers?
No, they wear the tiniest just, of Speedos.
Just
and
so
then
wee
when they
and
get
small.
Done doing their synchronized dive, they shower. You know, remember when the guy
yes.
called yesterday
oh,
and
rinse.
Said,
watch
check
the
out the girls when they're doing the diving?
They rinse. They don't, like, lather up.
They shower. Oh. That's all I'm telling you what they do.
Well, the chlorine is murder on their hair.
Let's go to Troy in Sacramento. Troy, you're on the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
Hey, did you see when they dove, the Americans, and they're trying to be synchronized, and they're actually perpendicular?
Yeah.
They just totally
yeah, and maybe that and
they,
and when the and when the Americans did it, that pissed me off, too. They're supposed to be synchronized, and I swear to God, they couldn't be any more out of sync.
Well, the constant of gravity when you're – they're on a high dive, I assume.
It's a relatively high dive. It's on a springboard. It's not the platform dive.
With the constant of gravity, I mean, it would be impossible to correct it. So if you start off wrong, you're screwed.
As I told you, it's impossible for me to tell you exactly what it is. It just bothered me. It annoyed me. It bored me. I was staring at it, and I shouldn't have. I should have skipped to another channel, but I'm trying to continue to watch the Olympics.
Couldn't stop staring,
I should
you?
Mention that today, live from the Beijing Olympics, we will have NBC4's lovely Lindsay Zarniak on the
man.
Show today. I'm very excited about that.
Yes.
But it just left me cold on a variety of levels, and I'm not sure why.
What if we tweaked the sport? They did synchronized diving.
You'd have to see the minister of tweakdom.
We could have synchronized diving, but on the way down, they dribbled a triangular ball.
Let's go to Tim in Fairfax. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz, I think what Marsha saw was, handball.
That's what I'm hearing.
And I think the reason it looked like a triangular-shaped object was because it's like a mini soccer ball, and it has patches that might give it the appearance.
And the paddle or the scoop that you use is triangular-shaped, right?
I would guess.
Okay, that's not enough
guessing.
Information.
I've got unanimous.
Handball? How the hell does she think? Handball? I know
handball,
what handball
you
is.
You play against the gym with a red ball.
But that's
yeah.
how you play Science handball. Can come up with no other explanation for what she saw.
Handball is like racquetball.
Right.
Yeah, but you use your hand.
And you also are up against a wall. There's not a net on either side.
No.
There's not a net, period.
No.
There's not
no.
a net in handball.
No, a net. There's not a net.
Here's
it's
another person
funny.
To say. Brian, you're saying the triangular thing is handball?
Hey,
hello?
Yes, handball. There's a difference between handball and team handball. In team handball, you throw the ball into a net. And
oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, it's smaller than a soccer net, but a little bit wider than a lacrosse net.
Okay, so okay. I stand corrected. Maybe we're talking about team handball.
All right,
maybe
Brian,
so.
Brian,
Buzz is still pissed at his wife. He's just going, I don't know. She just pissed me off even because she was asking.
Brian,
me.
Does the sport suck?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Eric,
yeah.
Thank you. That's what's
important.
Yeah, that's
we
good. We got two
agree.
Sports that suck. We got now the official team handball competition and also synchronized diving. They
love
both couldn't suck more. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'll tell you about Beluga and my morning. We had a wonderful bonding experience today, and I developed a skill that I think I'll use for the rest of my life.
Skippy or Peter Pan?
Also our very first Buzz of the afternoon.
Hi.
We'll find out about that diet. That's okay, right, to juggle that up and put
sure.
that diet
oh, no,
up there?
Why not? Sure.
I know Rob and I are just chomping at
we
the
can
bit.
Do whatever
so
how much
me.
Did that piss you off, Rob, when you read that?
I was, you know what? I said, he truly is a great man. What an athlete.
Pretty amazing. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills right after these commercial messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.